guys. Make way for the dude.
Thanks, Murr. Sup, guys. It's been a while. Tote's busy over and back to Brussels.
Yeah.
Brexit talks are continuing, but I can't say too much about what's been happening behind closed doors, mainly because I'm on the other side of them. Lol. But yeah, I think we can all agree that Mrs. May has made a dog's dinner of the negotiations, which, as we all know, is extremely damaging for the planet because it's full of meat and awful, really awful. Speaking of which, does anyone want one of my lentil crisps? They're really delish. You guys should try them.
Sorry, Tish, they already had hunky dories in the shop, man.
What?
Holes.
Anyway, I'm committing myself to these crisps now, so... next question.
Do you agree with Donald Tusk about there being a special place in hell for the Brexiteers?
Oh. The hell I believe he was referring to was a post-Brexit Britain. Mm-hmm. TBF, that was a badass mic drop moment.
Yeah.
Props to the Tusk man.
What are you going to do about the gigantic 2 billion euro hole in the ground where the National Children's Hospital should be?
Well, on the plus side, it does seem deep enough to bury Simon Harris in. So anyway, the Children's Hospital is a bit like a taxi that you might get home from a party. You get into it with a foggy head and then you get out of it to go and do something else important, like get a kebab or pay the Anglo Junior bondholders. And when you eventually get back in, you realise that the meter's been running all the time and now you're wearing a cone on your head. We've all done it, guys.
You absolute ledge bag.
Will there be a public inquiry into the hospital overrun?
Please, total waste of money, guys. The truth is just too expensive. Let's just wait for PwC to do their totally independent report into their own client. Bam.
Wait, you're serious, man?
I know. A lot of peeps say you couldn't make it up, which is lies. I've been making this up as I go along since I became Taoiseach.
Amazeballs.
Taoiseach, you recently praised vulture funds. Isn't that a case of defending the indefensible?
A bit of a throwback, but yeah, vulture funds are cool. They're environmentally friendly, picking clean the dead carcasses of society. You know, mortgage holders.
Do you want to withdraw your threat of troops at customs checkpoints on the border?
Well, I attempted to raise it with Jean-Claude Juncker, but unfortunately he wouldn't add me to the WhatsApp group. Toe talks.
Taoiseach, what are you going to do about the nurses' strikes?
Look, if we give in to the nurses' demand to be able to pay their rent on the top bunk in a bed sit in Cabra, then we might as well get into a taxi and just let the meter keep running. It'll be the nurses today, clerical workers tomorrow, the Gardaí the next day, servants, governesses, and before you know it, we'll be paying people a living wage.
But isn't it reasonable to be paid enough to be certain of a roof over your head, Taoiseach?
Unfortunately, with Brexit, etc., etc., uncertain times.
So sad.
The only certainty is that we'll keep paying Anglo bondholders unquestioningly and writing blank cheques and throwing them down that black hole in the car park of St. James's Hospital. Whoever dug a hole that big is even fitter than me, trust me.
But the Operation Transformation Scale says you're 53 years old.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, I'd like to see the science behind that because, quite frankly, I think it's a load of metabolics. Although, obviously, I'm carrying a lot of dead weight around. Coveney for exams and a few of the turf your TDs.
Yeah. Taoiseach, were you disappointed with the results of the scales?
Obviously, it's still too early for my vegan diet to make an impact on the scales, too.
I can get on the scales with you next time, Teach. Probably make you look like way fitter in comparison.
Okay, this press conference is over. The headlines, I'm Ireland's fittest ever, Teach.
Wow.
And everything bad is Brexit's fault.
Okay, guys, you heard the dude. It's over. Well done, Teach. You totally killed it.
Shut it, Murph. Go get me another bag of hunky-dories.
Right.
Oh, and let's have a public inquiry.
Into the hospital.
Into the Operation Transformation weighing scales thing. It was an absolute disgrace. Now, this week, our reporter Paddy O'Gorman was on the picket line during the nurses' strike.
Yeah. Can I ask what you're here for today?
Fair pay!
Decent working hours!
And have you been out here for long?
This is the third day. Yeah. The third day, would you believe?
You weren't tempted to take to the drink at all, were you?
Well, I'm hanging from coppers last night, so I'll stick with the Red Bull today.
Right, that's slang for methadone, is it?
What?
And here comes a particularly dishevelled-looking fellow. Hello there.
Ah, sorry, God. I need to sleep, God.
Are you protesting as well?
Protesting? No, I'm a student doctor. What do you mean?
And you think nurses should be striking in 2019?
So 2019? This is 2019?
Yeah, God.
Oh my God, I haven't left the emergency department since 2009. So many trolleys.
Go ahead.
Where have the years gone? Is Brian Cowan still Taoiseach?
No.
Jesus, I think I left the immersion on at home.
There he goes now.
Is this going on the RT?
It is, yeah.
Well, I want a message to go out to that Pascal Donoghue. Mean, spineless, heartless, scabby.
Hello, everybody. I just thought I'd come down to show my facey waithy. And to make it clear that your demands won't be met in a milli month of Sundays.
A milli month of Sundays. So cute.
If I allow the public service stability agreement to be undermined, I might as well throw the baby out with the bathwater, which, as you midwives know, would be a silly billy thing to do.
Wouldn't mind giving you a bath. What?
I only have a certain amount of money, and most of it is earmarked for the broadband plan, which is now 6 times its original budget, and the children's hospital, the cost of which is now more than the moon landings.
Give us a moon, you adorable teddy of a man.
So I'm afraid I just don't have the money to let you nurses buy the things you love, like bottles of Blue Wicket, Dove tinted moisturiser, and packets of yellow Cadbury snacks.
Minister, can I ask, do you not feel that you have responsibility to support these fallen women?
Excuse me, we're not fallen.
To be fair now, Bernie, Magella's after going on her snap there. Oh. She hasn't eaten since last Friday.
Because she's been on 16-hour shifts?
Also, she's been doing the cabbage soup diet so she can get into the bikini before she goes to Magaluf.
Oh, yeah.
Right, yeah, so there we have it. It's very cold out. Could I get a lift home with someone, by the way?
Sorry, we're not going that way.
No.
Actually, I walked here as well. Could anyone give me a bit of a...
I'll drive you home!
I'll give you a lift in me, Cleo, if you shift me!
Pascal, me!
All right, we here at the DUP have called this press conference because
we haven't been on television in the last 5 minutes, Arlene. Yes.
Aye, Sammy. So let's begin. You, the free stater.
Tommy Gorman, RT News. By all accounts, Mrs. Foster, Theresa May's visit to Northern Ireland this
week... Well, let me stop you there. I thoroughly refute that statement.
Well, I didn't actually finish asking my question.
Whether you did or didn't finish the question is immaterial. You're clearly a tool of the Sinn Féin, IRA, INLA, BNQ, TK7UP, Murder Gang, Free State Media.
Papist!
Theresa May visited us to beg us for our continued two-faced support, which is as tepid as the lukewarm tenants we like to drink while our lambeg drums. Did we promise that support? Who knows? Does that undermine the Prime Minister? Who cares? Nigel, I believe you've something to add in your weak, permanently disappointed voice.
Yes, I personally used Mrs. May's visit to again state that using the Good Friday Agreement and the prospect of a return to violence is completely out of order.
Dismissal! Yeah.
But some say the Good Friday Agreement is under threat and there is a real chance of the return to violence.
Yes, that may be, but it shall be a cold day in hell, or the Republic as we call it, before the DUP lets facts and history dictate how we feel.
Yes!
All right, generic UK reporter that can't be fired but annoyed your editor so much they sent you to Northern Ireland.
Yes, thank you. Can I just get Sammy Wilson's reaction to Donald Tusk's comments on Brexiteers for some comic relief?
You mean that perverted Eurosexual trident-wielding devil lover in his satanic Belgian hell castle of sin and blasphemy?
Very good, thanks for that. Mrs. Foster, all Mr. Tusk did was criticise those who campaigned for Brexit without a plan.
Planning is not the DUP way. We don't make plans. Plans are a papist invention, be it comp plan or family planning, when we all know the best kind of contraception in Northern Ireland is erectile dysfunction caused by shouting all day and too much red meat and gravy.
Yes.
Right, that should be enough inflammatory half-baked nincompoopery to ensure we make the news again. Final question, Eamon Molly.
Mrs. First Minister, isn't it time, ipso facto, to engage constructively with the various players of Brexit so that this Sophoclean tragedy nears its climax?
Listen, you, Ulster always has and always will be a colony for people who were too angry for Scotland ever since we stole this land from the Fenians in 1609.
Yes.
That's how we plan to keep it. Uh-huh. We want no intervention from the Free State LGBTQQIA plus minus hunky-dory Sidona Dublin government. And we will continue to support a hard Brexit.
Rock hard!
Regardless of the damage it will do to the economy, our constituents and our great union.
Yes.
We will support this union raw.
Yes.
That's the DUP way.
Yes.
Hi, do you like glitz, glamour, stars? Well, watch Netflix. But if your broadband is down, why not try Dancing with the Stars with me, Nicky Bourne, and generic female presenter. Last week, we saw Darren Kennedy have his last tango to Buzz Aris.
I'm really sad to be voted off, but buy my products, buy my products, buy my products.
Thanks. Fred Coop caught a controversy when he chose a Michael Jackson song despite new claims of abuse. Yay, family entertainment.
Yeah, I've learned my lesson. So this week, I go to recreate Liam Neeson's lynching fantasies through dance.
Jesus. Also on the show, we've got your favourite smoky voice judge, Julian Benson and Hedges.
I thought it was a really refreshing break for the format to avoid having celebrities this year.
Yeah, and we're joined by nasty judge Brian Redmond.
That was terrible. It lacked energy, looked stale and tired. It was a pathetic effort, really.
Yeah, there's no one dancing, Brian.
Sorry, I was talking about Ireland's Got Talent.
Meow! That's Dancing with the Stars. And don't forget to tune in to all the spin-offs. RT Junior Tiny Dances with the Stars. Can't Stop Dancing, Won't Stop Dancing. Shoot Me, I'm Dancing. Hip Operation Transformation with the Stars. And Resistance. We know that last one's on a dance show, but RT really need people to start watching it.
And because the Civil War was more crack than this show. Talent Kiss.
You've reached the Right Honourable Lord Ross. I'm not able to answer my telephonic machine because the Secretary for Sport are preparing for our next rugby match against France at home in glorious Twickenham.
First of all, I think it's very important. Hello there, Lord Ross. It's Simon Harris here. My constituents in Wicklow are wondering if there's any plans to extend the Lewis to Greystone so they can pretend they live in Dublin while continuing to look down their noses on it. And would you also mind becoming the Minister for Health? We can swap and I can do transport because most Irish women had to travel for healthcare and I totes won the abortion referendum by myself. I'll stand outside the step-aside Garda station until you come by. Toodles.
Hello there, you've given Minister Ring a ring. Can't reach my phone right now. Probably on the third funeral of the day. Come on!
Minister Ringer, I know you're very frustrated with the fact that the Department of Rural Affairs and Mayo has no budget or office. Well, my department has loads, and you've no staff. Mine has tens of thousands of staff, although most of them are on strike at the moment. Swapsies? Okay, never mind.
Stop. You've reached Murph, the Minister for Povs, Hovs and Hino. I can't answer the phone because I'm totally sick of people calling about homelessness. Like, come on, lads. There's no point in me doing anything about it at this stage since I've been reshuffled out of this entire mess by the summer, baby.
Hi, Murphs. It's Simon here, just looking for your political expertise. I have a massive overspent problem with the Children's Hospital, and I just need your skill to tell me how to effectively, you know, move things around, befuddle and bemuse, you know, the way you bend the homeless figures. Actually, do you want to be the Minister for Health? Now, I know what you're thinking. It's a poison chalice full of weekly scandals, people expressing no confidence in you and demanding your resignation every week. So, it will be a huge step up for you. Let me know what you think. Toodles.
Hi, it's Kate O'Connell here. I'm not available at the moment because it gets fierce busy at the pharmacy around Valentine's. Chocolates and Viagra out the door, huh?
Kate, Simon here. No, not that one. The other one. I know you're a pharmacist and I was just wondering if you've got anything I can take to make a massive headache go away. The nurses strike. And also, do you want to be Minister for Health? I mean, you actually have a health-related qualification which puts you way ahead of me. And also with a pharmacy, you're probably good with numbers and people and... why would someone who owns a corner shop pharmacy want to be the Health Minister? Never mind. Forget it.
Hi. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar here, looking great for 40. I can't take your call right now because, well, let's face it, if I haven't answered your call, it's because I'm way more important than you.
Look, boss, I'm sorry, I can't find anyone else to take the job. Maybe you can do what Brian Cowan did, give someone two ministries, like Fiscal Donoghue. He never gets in trouble, no matter what horrible things he does. Please, just let me resign. Look at me, you have a metabolic age of 53, but after last week, mine's about 83. Just let me retire to the backbenches for the sake of my health and the health of the nation. There must be someone you dislike more than me to give them this bucket of slop. Isn't there? Oh, God.
All right, lads, settle down. Emergency meeting. Thanks for coming at such short notice. Deputy Donnelly?
Yes?
You're the only one here?
Yes, I've been here since Monday, boss.
But I only called the meeting this morning, Steve.
I slept in my car, just to be sure.
Oh, I am here now. Hi, boss.
Jamidium, this was an emergency meeting going forward.
Yeah, but I presumed it was like the homeless emergency that we don't care about anymore, genuinely.
All right, how are you doing, boss?
I'm all. Come on now, hurry up there, Willie.
You can't believe I'm missing Dottie and Maura for this Lord of Palermo.
Let's sit alone. Lads, we're the opposition. Well, what's left of the opposition. It is time we capitalised on all the scandals.
I thought we were propping up Fine Gael the way I'm often used to prop up the big top when Fawcett Circus comes to Sandymount.
We're kind of doing both.
So we're a sort of proposition, Big Mickey, is it?
Anyway, lads, Simon Harris, Owen Murphy, they're handing out free scandals like
free Johnny's at Liston Varna.
Wait, boss, I've prepared a report into...
Hang on, a report?
Yes.
Nobody's interested in a report. You need to attack.
What?
You need to be like Liam Neeson roaming the hood with a cash, like a brave white knight or whatever. I didn't really follow that story through to the end.
I'll try to do better, sir.
All
right. The Fine Gael is the party of delayed delivery and overspending on capital projects.
What are you laughing at?
Remember how long and how much it took us to get the Lewis up and running?
Or the M50, or the poor tunnel.
I didn't even know it was supposed to be a tunnel.
Stop it. Oh, the Bertie Bowl, or Thornton Hall Prison.
No wonder we didn't build a prison, shut half the owl lads of the party were in jail at the time.
Enough about the past, lads, now. Look, we need new ideas. Babby Cowan, you have your hand up.
I'm Will Cadogum, Dolga G, Europe.
Sadly, no. What are you talking about at all?
I need to go, sir.
You there?
I'm busting to go as well, boss.
So you're Brendan Smith? I didn't even know you were still here.
Yeah, I get that a lot. She's Billy Keller's looking to go as well.
Oh, for God's sake, and who else has her hand up for Europe? You there in the back.
Yeah. I've lots of experience in Europe, boss, especially in Russia, where I end up by accident during a junket in the last days of Cowan's cluster shambles.
Conor Lennon, you're definitely not supposed to be here.
Well, that's what the Russians said to me. But then I started telling this story about Auntie Mammy O'Rourke, and it went on for 4 or 5 years.
Lads, this is pathetic. We need to hit the government going forward.
What's the point, genuinely?
That's right. You won't let us have an election, Micheál, and I've 2 quarters in Limerick bursting out of me. My quarters are turning blue with exasperation. Exasperation!
I keep telling you, it is not the right time. It'll be like when they changed Pippa in Home and Away. It just wouldn't work.
But I want to go to Europe.
I want to go to Europe.
I can't believe what I'm hearing here, lads. You want to run away from the important issues of the country just so you can what? Become an MEP? Yeah. Flying business class, I suppose. With a big salary.
5.5 grand a month after tax.
Oh, and expenses of 10,000 of
40 grand a year.
40,000? Living among Europeans with their low-carb diets and svelte good looks, excellent teeth, Bikram yoga on the banks of the Danube, reading poetry while riding a bicycle and drinking kale smoothies near a chateau.
Boss?
I think we need a big name for the European elections. A very big name. The biggest.
So how are we going to select the nomination?
And you leave that very important issue to me, Monsieur Michel Martin, going forward.
Oh,
And now, delivering the State of the Union Address before the United States Congress, President Donald OMFG Trump.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Sugar boobies and gentlemen, the State of the Union. Look at the terrible state of our union. Someone should do something about that. I'm deeply honored to be here addressing Congress, surrounded by my friends and family. Well, the handful of friends I have that aren't already in prison. My lovely wife, Melodrama, is here, or at least the best body double we could find on SlovenianMILFs.com. Great site. But I see a lot of new faces out there, too. It's true. Most of them belong to Nancy Pelosi. Boom. I stand before you, having victoriously lost the greatest number of seats in Congress in decades. No one else could lose so many, bigly. And it's fitting that 100 years since they got the vote, I see a lot of women folk here too. Sadly, most of them are 3 out of 10s. So sad. It's been a historic year. I successfully had the longest shutdown in history. Yeah, we're number one, baby. People say human waste was overflowing in the national parks. But so what? If bears shit in the woods, why won't people? A lot of people say that. Anyway, the shutdown ended when I victoriously gave in and reopened the government without winning any concessions from nasty Pelosi. It's true. We need to build the wall. Immigrant refugee hordes are racing over the border. Not the good immigrants like the ones I marry and cast aside. There are bad immigrants coming in that don't look like Playboy models. By the way, is Robert Mueller an immigrant? Someone should check, believe me. Build the wall. Walls are great. Walls are fantastic. Like the Berlin Wall that caused so much peace and unity. Good times, great memories. At least that's what Putin tells me. I've also achieved great things across the globe. If it wasn't for me, America would be right now at war with North Korea. It's true. I diffuse escalating tensions with Kim Jong-un. What a little fatty. And who can even remember what caused the tensions to escalate with that butterball in the first place? No one. Now is the time we must climb every mountain, ford every stream, follow every rainbow till you find your dream. Oh, wait, that's from The Sound of Music. Never mind. God bless you all. God bless this mess. And God, can someone get me some KF freaking C? No collusion. Thank you.
Dez is here with the sport, Dez.
Yeah, a deep depression, Sean, and sense of general foolishness has seized the country since that sobering loss to England at the Aviva. Still, Ireland take on Scotland in Murrayfield tomorrow, but honestly, nobody really cares, with even Michael Corcoran in his most subdued form yet. Michael.
Yeah, Dez, it might have been a heartbreaking weekend, but it was business as usual at the Irish training ground this week.
Yeah, could you speak up there, Corky? We can hardly hear you.
Ringrose and Toner are both out for tomorrow. I gather Gary has to go to Super Value, as is nothing in, and Devon wants to get Series 3 of The Good Place finished on the Netflix.
Anything else?
Leave the man alone, Dez. Moving on.
Yeah, former Irish coach Eddie O'Sullivan summed up the obstacles facing Ireland.
Yeah, you know, the heads will be down in their boots, but Josh Smith knows that you can't climb a mountain without breaking a few eggs. But Scotland, they'll be keen to grasp the nettle now with the stitch between their teeth and strike while the stable door's bolted.
Right. Is that optimism or pessimism?
Don't ask. In the GAA, it's round 3 of the Allianz National League, and the pick of the weekend's fixtures is a sold-out encounter between Kerry and Dublin Tralee. Random O'Shea has been looking ahead to this one.
And Random O'Shea is speaking through an interpreter.
Yeah, you know, the boys...
A draw 2 years ago was the highlight of a poor league campaign for the kingdom. Tomorrow promises more of the same, with Peter Keane's side off to a flyer and snack boxes with an extra chicken thigh on sale throughout the town and a churchgate collection for the IRA after all the masses.
Sure looking.
In the Premier League, it's a frustrating time for Liverpool fans. The Reds, having squandered a 7-point lead at the top of the table in 2 weeks, manager Jurgen Klopp remains buoyant about his side's chances.
Since in this moment, you want to know how I did it? German efficiency, that's how. Another manager might have taken months to squander a lead like that. I did it in just 2 games, not 260. That's how I roll. Do you want to buy my watch?
That's enough of that. Coming up, John Connolly in our Friday Book Club and Danny Healy-Ray in our Friday Book Burning Club. This month, he'll be burning Charles Darwin's The Origin of the Species. Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to Liveline. Nurses around the country on strike. 3 days so far with 6 more planned. My heart goes out to them. Ursula, you're a patient whose appointment to get our ear syringe was cancelled. Go ahead.
Is he on?
Ursula, are you there, Ursula?
Nothing.
She can't hear us. Line 3, Nurse Emma's on the picket line in Galway.
Hello?
Emma, Ursula's gone deaf. We can't even hear her on the line because of your strike.
Joe.
Have you no heart?
Well, all we want is fair pay, Joe. Fair pay.
Why?
So we can afford to eat and not emigrate.
Yes, I know. Absolutely disgraceful treatment of nurses in this country. Shocking. My heart is putting on its new coat and heading out to the Red Cow Inn. That's how much my heart is going out to you. Margaret's on line. Line four, Margaret.
But you, I had an appointment to have my nails looked at and it was cancelled.
Oh, dear God. I'm sorry to hear that, Margaret. Your nails.
Nurses got plenty of pay increases during the boom years while the private sector lost their jobs.
True. A lot of nail salons were closed down.
Yeah.
Nurses were minting it during the Bertie years. I saw them with their 08 registered Fiat Unos.
Uh-huh.
Noreen, you're a nurse.
Yes, Joe. And I'm still driving a 08 Fiat. In fact, I'm living in it as well.
Oh my God, that's shocking. Some people have no empathy for the poor nurses. Yous are saints in squalor. Saints in squalor.
Aye.
Anyway, we've someone who says he's no sympathy whatsoever for the nurses. No sympathy. How could you? Colm, go ahead.
Well, first of all, sorry.
What?
Yes, it's Colm here. I think that those lazy nurses should be ashamed of themselves. And our competent and very handsome young health minister is doing a wonderful job.
You sound very familiar, by the way, Colin.
I don't know what you...
Minister? Is that...
Oh, gosh, shit.
Oh, dear God. Line 5. Peter, your bunions are killing you.
Yes, I've waited 7 years for this appointment, Joseph.
Oh, dear God.
7 years.
For the bunions, shocking. These nurses are just hoarding our callers. Oh. Sheila and nurse and Kerry.
Thanks.
Peter's bunions, Sheila. The bunions. Surely this strike is completely unethical, if not illegal.
All we want is adequately staffed wards, Joe.
Seems like a reasonable, fair play to you, Sheila. Peter,
thanks.
Surely you can respect that and not be so selfish.
What?
They're only bunions.
But Joe, you said that...
I can't take sides, Peter.
Oh.
Simon from Wicklow is on the line.
Hi.
Simon from Wicklow. Simon says he has a lot of respect for the health minister. Go ahead.
I think it's important to point out that I think the minister is doing a great job. And let's not forget that he was the one that legalised abortion and who sometimes goes to cool bars in Dublin.
We know it's you, Simon. Come on.
That's all we've time for the poor nurses and the poor patients. All we want is for this to end. It's a disaster for everyone. Unless, of course, you've a phone-in show and maybe you wouldn't mind a few more months of this.
RT News with Sharon Niviolatron.
Good evening. Theresa May travelled to Brussels by Spitfire this week, looking as tired and lonely as the homeless pigeon lady in Home Alone 2. She had earlier visited Northern Ireland, where every British leader views Belfast with the thinly veiled disappointment of someone who thinks they've won a Jaguar, only to find themselves sitting in a Toyota Yaris. For more on the latest Brexit developments, we're joined by Tony Connolly in Brussels.
Hi.
And Tommy Gorman, inexplicably standing outside in Belfast.
Yes.
As though he just loves looking for trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Tony, what now for the backstop boys?
Well, Sharon, clearly Theresa May in difficulty after hearing more refusals to reopen the withdrawal agreement.
An interesting story, Sharon. A young Colleen from Cork works in Theresa May's office.
What?
And her hair hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. Irrelevant segue detected.
Anyway, as I was saying, the text of the protocol on Northern Ireland's borders will have
Arlene Foster went to school with the daughter of a man who once played cricket in a handball alley in Sligo.
What?
And I think that speaks volumes, Sharon, for the hopes and dreams of those in Northern Ireland. Bullshit. Levels increasing.
As I was saying, Sharon, Eurocrats in France and Germany are growing very frustrated with people just spouting ludicrous things that are wasting everyone's time on this important issue.
What was interesting to note was Mrs. May's choice of heels as she visited Dublin.
Goodness sake.
Similar in height to the one Bono wears when he's standing next to the Taoiseach.
Ugh.
A sign, maybe, of solidarity with the Irish people.
I think I'm gonna be sick.
And the Cork Colleen, who is a Sunday in every week.
I'm feeling nauseous.
There we leave it. My thanks to Tony Connolly, who has studied Brexit so much he can now be legally declared insane. And
me, Tommy Gorman, who's been Northern editor for nearly 20 years. And I think that speaks for itself.
Thank you. Finally, the producers of Operation Transformation on RTE have apologised to Leo Varadkar after its metabolic scales accidentally revealed the age the Taoiseach will be when the Children's Hospital finally opens. Mr. Varadkar was reportedly scarlet when the incident occurred on national television. A spokesman refused to be drawn about what age he'll be when broadband reaches Leitrim. That's it for the 9 o'clock news. Shutting down.